Okay, so we're busy in Shai Yichud HaMaisa Pirikei. We're going through the nine examples of the way the Yetzer Hara, the Hirurim, the thoughts that the Yetzer Hara places in us, and trying to get us to doubt the basic yesodos of our Emunah and our religion. And then he also provides us with answers that you can give, that you give the Yetzer Hara. So we saw four so far, three so far. We're going to do four today. The first one is Pitya Yetzer Latzel Sofik Vasharas HaNefesh, the eternity of the Nefesh. He gets us to deny that and tells us that yeah, you're going to live here and then you die, then it's over. The second is Avos Pitya Yetzer Latzel Sofik B'Briya So'ilam. It gets you to think that the world always was. There wasn't a Yesh Me'ayin. The world always was. So there's no beginning, there's no end, and it just carries on. Then the third one we saw last week is Pito Yetzel Ha'atel Sofik Ba'atus HaBoyer. And you start thinking that there's other koiches and that Hashem has other powers that help him do what he has to do, whatever. So that's the... the third dogma of the way the Yetzer Hara gets you to move away from the MS. Dogma Dalet. So he'll tell you, yeah, whatever, he's Meyash, let's see. Because here is Yash Yetzer. Milfoto is Oisho Likpo Ba'achtu Saboira. So he's given up on trying to get you to deny the eternity of the Neshama. He's given up trying to get you to deny Bria Soilam. And he's given up trying to get you to deny the Achdus of Hashem. So that's all in place. That he's living, that he's giving you. However, then he comes and tells you, look, you only have an Eved serving a master when the master needs what the Eved's doing for him. Not to merit. I need something and therefore get the Eved to do it. The one that serves me because I have a need. And then there's Mokum that the Eved has to serve the Neva, the master. And Hashem really doesn't need anything. So what do you mean you're serving Hashem? Hashem doesn't need anything, so why do you have to serve him? Therefore, the serving Hashem has no logical explanation. Hashem doesn't need you to serve him because he doesn't need anything, because he's kol yochel. So what does he need? So therefore, what do you mean you have to serve Hashem? You only serve somebody that needs you. Hashem doesn't need you, so you don't have to serve him. That's the tain of the Yetzer Hara. Okay, she's pointing. The sichluch, the toivus shelokim meitiv imon. But when you'll think with your seichel, he always tells you to go back to your seichel. Processes through the seichel. And you start thinking about all the goodness and the wondrous things that Hashem bestows upon us. Amuris li'il b'shara b'china. As we learned in Shara b'china, we went through just briefly, he describes this, some of the untold goodness that Hashem does for us. And we saw that because of those things, one is chayv. We saw that in Shara v'edas elokim. He explained b'kishar banu b'le'il b'shara v'edas elokim that Shara b'china leads to Shara v'edas elokim. When you see how much Hashem is doing for you, you become indebted. You feel the shibud. Then you'll walk very far, very quickly. You'll walk away from this taina. Now the question's a question. Hashem needs me to serve him. Why am I serving Hashem? He hasn't answered that question. I'm chayv to serve Hashem. No one's denying that you're chayv to serve Hashem. I didn't see the Yetzirah telling you you're not chayav to serve Hashem. Could be there is a shibud created. The master is doing so much good for you, and therefore you feel a shibud and you want to serve him, but he doesn't need anything. So how are you going to serve him? I don't know. He's answered the kasha here. I don't know. He's answered the tain of the Yetzirah. It's two separate things. What is Hashem doesn't need anything from you. So how are you going to serve him? The second thing is there's a shibud. You have to serve Hashem. I know, but what can I do? And he ties those two, he puts them into one thing, but they're not one thing. They're two different kinds. The Yetzer agrees, let's say, one again. The Yetzer agrees that Shara Bechina leads to Shara Void and say, look, you have to serve Hashem. I'm honest, Hashem doesn't need anything. Like, you know, you have to buy your father a birthday present. Well, what are you going to buy him? Lord Tzarich, anything. So you're just going to upset him by wasting money. What are you going to buy him? Lord Tzarich, klum. How are you going to serve somebody that doesn't need anything? And Eloy, I don't know how you answer this kasha. We know how to answer the kasha. We have a terrorist to the kasha, but I'm saying the Chovas Lavovas doesn't address that problem. That's very interesting. I'm not sure. We have a terrorist. The Teretz says Hashem doesn't need you to serve him. He needs you to serve him because it's good for you, because you need it. You need to serve Hashem because that's the ultimate good that Hashem's giving you. Well, what's that? I want you to say that. Well, all that's it. Yeah, what do you want to say?
No, I hear you. I was listening just to you finish because that's the question, sort of valid question. To me, it just seems exactly like you're saying, he's not focusing on that. He's focusing on, why do you even need to go there? I mean, in the end of the day, if someone's doing so much for you, how can you not be indebted to them? That's what it feels like, you know? He's like, what's the kasha? They need it or not? It's something as you should have a karasat of.
Yeah, oh good, you should have said so. Again, the Yetzirah comes to you in the following time.
Isn't that what he's saying over here? That's what he come.
No, I don't hear that.
He said what we discussed previously.
He doesn't mention the karasat of once.
But when we discussed it previously, he didn't say that.
Where?
Shara Bechina.
Shara Bechina said, you have to mishabit yourself to him. You have to come to Shara Void and say, look, you have to serve Hashem because of the goodness he does for you. You have to pay him back. You owe him once. You've got to serve him. Same as when your master, in a marshal, let's say, an Eved as a master, and the master takes care of him and looks after him and feeds him and clothes him, gives him somewhere to live. As the shibud, he has to serve him because of all the good he's doing for him.
Okay, I don't see the Yetzirah arguing with that.
No, for sure there's a Korosotoyev. For sure there's a person has to have a Korosotoyev. But he takes it one step further than a Korosotoyev. Not enough to just have a Koros HaToyv. That a Koros HaToyv has to lead to Maisa. It has to lead to Avoida. It has to be Oivet as Hashem. What are we? We Oivet Hashem. Oivet Hashem. Eved Hashem. Greatest praise you can give a Jew. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Eved Hashem. Our praise. Eved. Comes along with the Eitzor and says, he doesn't need you, Avoida. What are you being Oivet Hashem for? You know, you have to have a Koros HaToyv. He did good things to have a Koros HaToyv. Have a chorus of toiv. Say thank you. Whatever chorus of toiv, a chorus doesn't mean thank you. But whatever you need to do, whatever chorus of toiv means, have a chorus of toiv. We're not denying Hashem. We're not coming on saying, no, Hashem didn't do anything for me. He's an orach toiv. He's very grateful and he recognizes that everything Hashem is doing is just for him and his toiv is just for him and he's fine with that. The Yetzirah doesn't deny any of that. He just says, Hashem doesn't need your avoider. So what are you being over Hashem for? Write him a thank you letter. Avoider is Hashem. Avoid is when somebody needs you to be over them, and Hashem doesn't need me. And he doesn't address that problem. He tells you, yeah, I showed you in Shara Bechin and Shara Vodis again, you have to serve Hashem. But the Yetzirah's kash is, but Hashem doesn't need anything. How can I serve Hashem? Yeah, I showed you have to. And it doesn't answer the kash of the Yetzirah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, good point.
Tarichi and Godlam. I must think something here. There's no reason for you to serve Hashem. So how do you come back and tie in Achinami? Hashem doesn't need you to serve him. You need to serve him. That's what you need. When Oved Hashem is not because Hashem needs your help. Him can manage very well without me. Well, I can't manage without him. And the way I get what I need, in other words, Hashem wants to give me good. That's why I created the world. The way I earn that good is by Eved Hashem, but not because Hashem needs it, but because I need it. Well, that's a teretz to give. That's a well-known teretz. Well, so why didn't he give that? He didn't say that. He leaves me after he answers, after he says what he says, he leaves me back to the kasha of the Yetzer, and he hasn't answered that question. So, okay. I'm missing something here, poshut. I feel it. Well, I don't know. We have to think about that a bit more.
I think it's a great question.
Okay. I appreciate that comment. Okay. Tof, Dugma, hey. Peter Yetzel, Hatil Sofek, Betayre, I get that he can start dabbling there, but Betayre, Shebiktav. It's interesting. I just saw a shear now. As I was starting the shear a few minutes ago, I just saw a shear, old shear from Rav Zamir Cohen, where he brings 8 mamash bevuster rise from the Torah that the Torah has to be divine. There's no way a human being could have given it. I'll send it to you if you're interested in looking at it. It's in Hebrew, and you can listen to it. It's written as well. So very, I'll
Is it
just go
only in
through
Hebrew,
it.
not English?
I think it's off the Hiddabrut website, and I think they do have their stuff put into English. He'll speak in Hebrew. You won't hear him speak, but the whole shiur is printed in on the site. And I think there's a way on the site to move things into English. I never saw it, but he goes to the 8 proofs of the Torah's MS. I always tied it when I was at Eishet Torah, I always tied it that it's better to, they have the proof that of God, and then they have the proof of Sinai. Proof that the Torah is true. I always tied it, all you have to do is just prove, all you have to just prove is Torah Mithina. You've a mailer, you've proved God. You proved God, you haven't proved anything. You haven't proved Torah. Instead of wasting your time proving God and then proving Torah, just prove Torah and you kill 2 birds with 1 stone. So that's what he does here, Lamaisa. I'll send it to you, and you can go to the link and see if you can get it. There is a way to put it into English. It's a very young Rav Zamir. He looks like he's 20 years old in that year. Today's long white beard, whatever. He's really one of the Zikne Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, the Swahili world. Then he was a young upstarting like a Kivitet, classy Kiruv speaker. Anyway. Of. Then it afterwards remind me, I'll send it to you. Have a look there. It's very interesting. I didn't go through it. I just quickly was looking at it. I had to run to come here. So I made a note of it for myself. I bookmarked it for later. Okay. Number five. And the editor comes along and he's given up trying to seduce you to remove from yourself the obligation you have to serve it to him, because there's no point. Hashem doesn't get anything from me serving him. So what am I doing? Tama hasaga. An act, it's a play. Will you straddle the patoit otcho lahatil sofik benavua? He comes and he says to you, who said there's nevuah? Is such a thing? Me or ma? Maybe there isn't nevuah bichlal. Even if I grant you, you'll tell me there's a thing called Nevuah. Is it really that what Hashem told the Nevim, that's what they told us, that's what he told them in his name? Maybe they, whatever. Who says? Again, you deny authenticity of Torah. Hashem really gave the Torah. No, then I don't understand. If Hashem gave the Torah, what do you mean? Are you obligated to keep it? You just proved above by quoting that you have to serve Hashem. How do you serve Hashem? By keeping the Torah. You don't serve him by bringing him cocktails. The void is through what he tells you the void is. You have to keep the mitzvahs, you have to learn Torah, you have to keep the Torah. So he gets you to deny the authenticity of the Torah, but said, okay. And then he starts getting to deny that Hashem gave the Torah. And then he says, even if Hashem did give the Torah, who says I'm chayv to keep it? We discussed already in number Dalet that you chayv to be Ivris Hashem. And you Ivris Hashem is by keeping the Torah. Even if Hashem gave the Torah, who says you're obligated? What do you mean? If Hashem gave the Torah, then I'm a chayav. So, okay, so we have the answer to that seduction. Let's see what he says. Aval im tizkoimem neged ha-yaitza al-yedei sichlecho. If you'll stand up against the Yaitza Hora using your seichel, v'telachem bo v'tainas ha-mavuris le'il v'sha avoides elokim, and you'll come and you'll bring him all the tainas, all the discussions we discussed that are in Shara Avodas Elokim. Remember, we had the whole discussion there between the Nefesh and the Seichel, the whole dialogue going back and forth for many, many pages. You go back and you remember that. As you surim me lipcho, kol asveikas hololu, and all these doubts will go away. But avodi lei hakora shekayemes nevuah, and you'll come to a clear recognition that there's a thing called nevuah. But the Komash the Nevim Omru B'Shem Hashem Hu Emes, and that everything that the Nevim are saying in the name of Hashem is Emes. The Shem Shalach Es Moshe Nevia Letet Lanus HaTorah, and Hashem sent Moshe in order to give us the Torah. U'Keshe Behechreya Anu Chayvim L'Kayim Oto, and we are perforce, you have to keep it. But then again, but is it drachim aleinu lisoire lekiem haTorah? You also know which ways you'll arouse yourself in order to keep the Torah. Again, I don't seem directly answering the tine of the Yetzirah. But I suppose once the seichel gets it clear for you that the Nevi'im are emes and they're telling you what Hashem told them, and He sent Moshe in order to give us the Torah. Well, if Hashem gave me the Torah, if I still have to keep it, why else would He give it to me? Because it makes interesting reading. No, if Hashem gave us the Torah, then He's telling you this is your mission statement, this is your instruction manual, you have to keep it. When you buy a new car and they give you the instruction manual, you tell him, I have to read the instruction manual. Well, I don't need this. Who says I have to believe the instruction manual? I don't know, if the manufacturer made a car and he gave you instruction manual, Tommy wants you to use the car to the best of your ability. He wants you to get the best and the most out of the car. So he teaches you how to use it properly. Why would you not want to look at it? Why would you deny that the manufacturer produced this instruction manual? That's what he means. You have to keep the Torah for sure. If Hashem gave the Torah, you have to keep it. Otherwise, what did he give it to you for? At first, these things seem quite simple, but when you start processing them and you start looking at yourself, you start looking, I'm looking at my own fakers and my own yates or horrors that come and, you know, get you to minimize your avodas Hashem with all sorts of old, ridiculous, pathetic tainas that after you've tripped up, you like, how did I fall for that again? You know, so some of these things resonate. Some of these yates or horror tainas, they resonate, and you worked on them and struggled with them. Okay, these are dugmaot, and these answers are mustamed dugmaot as well. If you have a better way of dealing with it, I don't think he would object. He's probably thought it through properly. Okay.
I don't remember in the previous discussions with the Neshama and the Guf, basically, that where we discussed anything to do with the Nevi'im. I remember you went through the Torah and everything, but why it had to do
so
through
you
the Nevi'im,
I would
have no idea.
I don't remember too much about anything we learned. To
me neither, but I vaguely don't remember ever touching on that point. I remember briefly when he went through why we need the Torah and how it's all meaningless without it. He went through a whole long explanation of why we wouldn't be able to do anything without the Torah, but he never went on to why you needed it to the Nevi'im and what they had to add in the Torah. He just, I don't remember touching on that, at least if we did.
Okay, that's the dredge that I'd never look again. Important horror you're making. Again, I don't know if you're saying it dealt with it there. It says if you'll go through all the discussion we had in front of and say, look, Kim, then you'll remove all the thrakas from your mind, and then you'll come to the correct hakara about Nevuah. I'm not sure he's saying that we discussed this in Sharavoy.
Okay, fine, 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 fair enough. Then you'll
Just,
understand
again,
what
you
the
have to look how
Nevi'im
he
were
brings this
doing.
down. No, it's really, you have to see how he brings this down above. This is a Leif Tov, which is a Pirush. Let's see how he says it above. You first have to take Shara Avodah and say, look, Kim. And then, as a result of that, you'll come to, it's the same idea. All the thrakas will go away, and then you'll come to a clear recognition of Nevuah. And the Tzorech Chiyuv HaTorah. That's not what he discussed in Shavuos. Can you correct? But if you'll do what he did in Shavuos, Kim, you'll come to these akoras. But in Akinami, this isn't discussed. I mean, from this, it's not. It doesn't have to be that he discussed this there. Go do what he did there, and then you'll come to this mamela. That's what he seems to be saying.
If we ever get to that challenge done of the Etzahara, we'll worry about it then. But it's a good question in and of itself. What were the Nevi'im's role in everything? Why didn't Hashem couldn't convey everything? What was the structure to split it like that? That's a question in and of itself. That's a side point.
What do you need all the different Nevi'im for? Just have Moshe Rabbeinu give it to you.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting to go through it like
Thank
this.
Yirmiyahu, thank Yecheskel, and tell him the ganze story. And it'll be for Dairis, because it is for Dairis. That's another question about Nevuah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make you doubt the authenticity of the Torah.
No, not at all.
That's stomach kasha why Hashem had to do it like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm seeing here that the next one is very long. And it's already 29 past. I'm going to stop here if you don't mind.
No problem. I can stop here.
No, it's good to do small things, small doses, and meditate and think about them. I think I remember now that Ellie told me that he was going overseas. He was going to.